This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Good Monday morning. This is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
And always, it's your boy, Trey.
And welcome back, everybody, for listening to us. Sorry we missed a week. I blame Trey and I blame Dustin.
Mexico!
I almost just did like an hour-long monologue with myself because there was so much happening last week and yeah. I was so annoyed that there was nobody here to talk about it with. And I was like, maybe I'll just do the podcast by myself. You know, I'll just show these guys, hey, I'll just do it without you, I guess.
Oh, you're going solo, huh?
That's what he's going.
Solo.
You know what he was starting to say? I started to show these guys, I don't need you.
Right,
I can do it without you.
No. Jeremtopia. Full effect.
But welcome back. You know, Dustin had to go on a little mini vacay and Trey's in Mexico.
Doing a wedding, though. I was actually... It was vacation, but I had a job.
Okay. But you still had Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean...
It was beautiful.
Was it on the beach, too?
Wedding on the beach, 85 degrees weather, all-you-can-eat food, just... steak, lamb. I had lamb so much. Oh, so good.
Whatever, man.
Man.
I gotta get y'all out there with me one time, man.
I know.
D gonna plan something. When I tell you, maybe for my birthday... I'll let y'all know.
They closed the border, so.
Yeah, they didn't. They back cool.
They didn't close the border.
Okay. She threatened that, but like, there's no tariffs. We don't have to go down that path, but.
Yeah, let's not.
Hey, this is a warm-up episode, so we could talk about whatever we want to. But what were y'all thinking about talking today anyway?
I want to talk about Mothman.
Mothman.
The moth.
Okay.
I mean, that kind of, does that have anything to do with the Muffin Man?
Negative, sir. Negative. Mothman would eat the Muffin Man.
So, well, do you know the Mothman?
I'm going to tell you, I don't think that the Mothman would eat the Muffin Man.
Nah.
So, do y'all know about the Muffin Man?
I mean, he lives on Drury Lane, yeah. Right?
No, no. I mean, yes and no.
He's friends with Shrek.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm about to ruin Shrek and your little baby nursery rhyme over here. So, allegedly, the urban legend is that song, Do You Know the Muffin Man, Who Lives on Drury Lane, is a warning about a serial killer who was killing little children and luring them into the back alleyways with muffins. That's the urban legend. Wow. Now, they can't prove it.
I was going to say, urban legend or truth?
Well, I think it's true. I think, why would you have what would be, do we have songs about Dunkin' Donut? Do we have songs about Wendy's? No, we don't. We don't have songs.
We have songs about Burger King.
No, no, we don't. We have sayings about Burger King. What's
have
the song?
It your way, BK. Have it your way.
That's, first of all, that's called a jingle.
I'm just saying.
And that's not a song we made up. That's a song Burger King made up.
It's still a song.
I don't know. Can it be found? Can it be found on Apple Music? Because I feel like if it could be found on Apple Music, it's a song, jingle or not.
Maybe.
What do you mean? We didn't make the song. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, true.
Okay. He didn't make the Muffin Man song.
The community at that time did. That's what I'm saying. So first, let's say they had a muffin shop. The muffin man who's actually in that muffin shop where the muffin man killer was getting the muffin from, he didn't have a song. The community made a song to warn about the muffin man who was killing kids.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair. I'll,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll give you that one.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't there one about, what is that? London Bridge or no, Red Rover or something like that? Was it?
It is a song about Red Rover.
Yeah, Red, send somebody right over. But it wasn't that kind of like on the same premise of they had like they were doing that song for some sort of weird legend or something?
I have no idea.
Let me see. Let me look up the folklore of Red Rover. It may be a little bit deeper than they have actual, like, it's a lot of reading here. Like, it's no, what's the highlights?
I was gonna say, where's your grok at?
Jeez, Lee. Like, oh my gosh. This is like AI is not even touching this. This might be dangerous.
Uh-oh. Speaking of grok, while he's looking that up, I tried to download that on my phone and it says it's not available yet.
No, did you try grok or did you try what is the Chinese one? The
Deep something?
Deep Seek.
Yeah, I had that one. I did download that one. And I played around with it a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're your people now.
But I was really interested in the grok one, and it says it's not available right now.
Well, that's confusing. Yeah. I haven't tried downloading it, but I go to the grok website and just use grok there.
Oh, let's see. Well, maybe I should just do that instead of trying to download the app.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
Oh, when I find something up, sorry. I didn't mean to say
go that. For it, please.
Right. You're going to appreciate this.
Go ahead.
Allegedly, Red Rover comes from a publication in early 1891 and has history tied to possibly an event between Britain and the Vikings raids. Hmm.
Oh, wow.
So they were probably saying Red Rover come over because that's what they were getting attacking them. That's what I'm inducing from here. This little bit of knowledge I was able to find about the game. So I think the game kind of points to, between Great Britain and the Vikings.
Interesting.
AKA Norwegians. When they were trying to evade, that's what they used to screaming.
Hmm.
So see? You see how stuff comes from everything?
Yeah. It's crazy how that all works out sometimes.
Yeah.
But I guess since this is a open website / open forum, then one thing that I think would be fun to talk about is what happened last week with these Epstein files.
Oh.
Or not.
Or what the lack of what did happen there. Or
so what did y'all find? Because I know y'all, I saw it in the chat, but I wasn't, I mean, I tried to Google it, but of course I'm out in Mexico, so.
So what I found interesting and what I really wanted to talk about in a monologue by myself, since nobody was here to talk about last week, I found it very interesting that they were going to release the Epstein files, which is supposedly thousands of pages, and they released 200 pages of nothing we didn't already know.
Mm.
And I found that very annoying.
Why?
Personally. Because it was... So there was a couple things. We've talked about optics before. And it just doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. And what really annoyed me too is that you have... What is her name? Pam Bondi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you know anything about Pam Bondi being the...
Mm-mm. Did you, Dustin?
No, I don't know.
So it annoyed me that, you know, she called for the release because Trump called for the release of these documents, right? And so they released the documents, but to everybody's surprise, there's nothing new, right? And I found that very annoying. And on top of that, I think it was the next day after she ended up with this little tiny binder of like 200 pages, she says, and this was a Thursday coming into, you know, Friday, she says, I'm going to start sending people out to arrest if you do not release the documents.
But that, like in addition to the 200 pages?
Right. Like the rest of it. Because we all know that was not the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we know that.
So a week has gone by. I've heard of nobody getting investigated, nobody getting arrested, and yet we still, unless something happened that I didn't see, we still don't have documents.
Well, I'm sure stuff's happened that we didn't see. I mean, I'm sure that there, I don't know what they have found out. I don't know. I can't even imagine what they found out, but I know.
Yes, you can. You can. We all. I mean, is it inappropriate to imagine? No, but we can imagine.
I mean,
I'm sure, little girls.
I am sure they're
not an old men.
I'm sure that they have seen enough to where it's making their eyes wide. You know what I mean?
So I mean, part of what they talked about was the fact that they had to scrub the victim data out of the files, which is understandable. I think they said there were, I want to say it was like 200 victims in this.
But all of them will be grown right now, right? How does that work?
I mean,
if something happened to me was a child and I'm grown now, do they still block it out because I was a kid?
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure. But even if they, I mean, you wouldn't, if you were a victim of that and you were 19, 20, 21 now, you wouldn't want that information out, would be my assumption. I mean, unless you've come out and said, hey, I'm, you know. I was taken by Epstein, right?
The truth is out there. I'm taking a page from Dustin. It's situations like this that bother me because the truth is like, this is not one of like the moon landing where we can all just hop in a spaceship and probably see if this is true or not, right? So we all speculate, right? And we have theories. That's why we conspiracy. We joke around. We play around with this because we just can't. There's nothing we can do in this room to get on a spaceship, which at this point I would want to do, and see.
Barely want to get on an airplane. Right?
You know what I'm saying? But this, based on eyewitness accounts, some travel logs, the truth is like literally like right there.
Yeah.
And they're just blocking it.
Yeah.
And to me, that tells me everything I need to know.
Your theory on who's blocking it? Can you say?
Hit your button real quick.
You are fake.
That
news.
Guy.
Oh.
That was smooth. You like that?
Why do you think he's blocking it?
I was there.
I mean, why do you think?
I was there.
You were there. Are you on the list, Trey?
Oh,
jeez. Wow.
I have never hung out with a group of older white men that was flying the islands. I'm just letting y'all know. I have never done that. Not high list on my things of doing, right? All right. I'm going to say this. If I was him... If I was there, why, and I am in this position, I don't think he would do anything. I think he's at this point where he's a mythical creature at this point.
But why would he be calling for the release of it and demanding the release of it the whole time?
Okay, so, okay, in this weird world phase that we're in right now, which I'm really hoping that in the next 4 years we get out of, I hope we stay out of it, is this. If you got a side saying, oh, you were there. You were there, and you're... this and this and this, and you're like, no, I wasn't, but we got pictures. It's not evidence saying you was around it or something. You was there. We got you. His name was on the log, just like it was on the log with President Clinton. It was some names on there. We know on that flight log, that manifest. And you keep saying I wasn't there. I released the documents. I wasn't there, but I know in my heart I was there. I'm not gonna give you my stuff. Like it's what the kids do. Kids do this. Oh, you, that's how you leave the kids at the house, Jeremy, right? And you tell them, hey, don't break nothing. Don't do nothing, you know, that you're not supposed to do. And if something gets broke in the house, what are the kids going to do? They're going to tell you all the good they did. No one's going to, you, and you're like, well, who broke the lamp?
Well, we know Sticky Fingers didn't do it.
Allegedly.
So you think like one of the reasons it's taking so long is he's having his information scrubbed from it, and then he's going to release it?
Maybe. But why wouldn't he have done that ahead of time? I mean, he's been there for a month and a half before Pam Bondi got confirmed.
Okay, let's do this. Let's stay with me now. Okay, let's say this. All right. The objective is not to actually release anything. The objective is to say you're going to release anything, give you a sample, and then change the narrative.
Okay.
So watch this. Hey, I'm gonna do this for you. Hey, Destin, I'm gonna do this for you. All right, I got you. You know. But then when I say that, I may start it, and then if I had Destin's wife number, hey, can you text Destin real quick? And it throws him off. Or I tell something to you, or let's say I start an argument with Jeremy, so I won't have to do what I said I was going to do for Destin, because now Destin's playing peacekeeper between us.
Right.
And then now the night is over, I go home, you go, and Destin's like, wait, doggone it, Trey never, oh man, how many times that happened with our wives, our kids? We go in thinking we're going to do something, and then something in the world distracts us from it, and then 2 days later, we're like, oh, I didn't do that. That's the game. The game for, and this is not just this situation with the Epstein file. That's every conspiracy theory is... Oh yeah, y'all getting too close to the truth. Hey, bam, let's do something else. That's well, you know, that, let's cause this to happen.
That always happens with everything.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing here.
It happens with everything. You think that could be this whole thing with Ukraine, and this is going to end up being a thing, and then that just takes all the attention from the Epstein stuff.
Yeah,
everybody just forgets about it.
I don't think that the Epstein thing and the Ukraine thing is together.
I don't think the Epstein thing.
Like, I don't think they're using one to cover up the other.
No. I'm saying, like, whenever crap hits the fan with this whole
Watch what the right hand's doing.
Yeah. Once that happens, then they're like, all right, well, we can't worry about the Epstein stuff right now. We got to focus on this stuff.
To your point, think about what we were talking about. The news was mostly talking about this week. His speech and the market. The stock market crashing. I've heard more about that than anything else. I have no idea. Like, for instance, no one is talking about the fact that there are in about 15 states, the measles is having measles outbreaks.
Well, that is being talked about. I've heard that a couple times.
Watch this. We're talking about the measles.
A couple times. I heard a couple times.
If I really want, like, something from outbreak to happen, because if people are bleeding, if people are bleeding from their eyes, I guarantee we're talking about that. Like how they were talking about COVID, I think we should get in a little bit more coverage for the measles, because here's the crazy part. If you were born between, they said this on the news this morning, which blew my mind. If you were born between 1963 and 1967, they said, hey, we're unsure your vaccination is still in your system. You might need to go get checked. That's my mom and them.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's Generation X. Like, I'm like, oh, snap. So watch this. Now you get us worried about stuff that's not there. The Epstein files don't matter no more. Think about it. We was in COVID and they casually said, oh yeah, aliens do is this, and we have footage of it.
You know what? You know what?
It was no news.
You know what Gen X should tell all of them about? You should go and get a new vaccine. They should just say,
This is the good vaccine. This is not made up.
Oh yeah. This is the good vaccine.
It is. This is the reason why it is spreading. First of all, it's only hitting people.
When you say that, I just imagine Bill Gates coming at me, squirting.
He has nothing to do with this one.
Squirting some stuff out of the syringe, going, come here. This is real science.
This one is real science.
Trey, that's the problem. The words trust the science.
I didn't say trust the science.
I'm saying it's just
real science.
Trust the science has just gone out the window.
Okay. Some things we see, now y'all getting me going, okay? And this, I think y'all do this on purpose. I think y'all sit here and collude. Okay. 90% of the things that we have and we touch and we do health wise or anything is based out of science. Y'all do realize that, right?
Yes.
So for instance, let's just start minimally here. Deodorant, it's science.
I think
toothpaste,
at this point,
science.
Experiments. Yes. You just call it experiments.
I mean, they're experiments. I brush my teeth and my breath does not smell bad. I don't know. Watch it.
For like a minute.
No, that's your toothpaste. My toothpaste. I'm pretty good for the day until I eat something.
You're not using that great value, huh?
No, I'm not.
Using that Colgate.
Not even Colgate. Colgate give me canker sores.
Aquafresh.
Nope. I use very, what is it called? Dental approved. I got to see it. I can't even think of it right
Sensodyne.
Now.
Sensodyne.
Is it Sensodyne?
I don't know.
I think it is Sensodyne, something like that.
Maybe.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
But I use very expensive toothpaste. I'm just like, I'm bougie with my teeth, okay?
Have you seen that hack where they put the toothpaste in the bottle and then they put some of the mouthwash in the bottle and you brush your teeth with that and then you're super fresh?
That looks pretty
phenomenal.
Rinse my mouth out and brush my teeth
in that order.
Yes, that's how you're supposed to do it.
I was wondering.
Did you know that? You're not.
Yes.
Supposed,
okay. I was just wondering.
All I'm saying is, the Coke was a science experiment. So like, we just had a class. I was in a class this week and he talked about how Coke was made. Dude was trying to get off morphine. Long story.
They also
short,
invented Santa Claus.
That's not a science experiment. That's just a myth.
That's just a fact.
What do you mean? That's a fact.
That's a fact.
No, it's not a fact.
Fact.
What is the fact? He doesn't exist. That's the fact.
Who doesn't exist?
Santa Claus.
You Cap. That is Cap. Based on Saint Nicholas.
Cap. Have you seen Saint Nick? Did he give stuff away?
Coming from you, who just told me about the Muffin Man. The Muffin Man's real, but by God, there was no fat, jolly white guy going and handing out presents to the needy kids.
No.
Saint Nicholas.
No. That guy was real.
Saint Nicholas.
Yes, that guy, yes. Santa Claus, no.
That's who Santa Claus was based off of.
What I'm saying is the character was invented by Coca-Cola. That's a fact.
commercialized.
Just like white polar bears were invented.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah. White polar bears were invented by Coca-Cola too. They don't exist.
You can see a white polar bear. There's a white.
You can see Santa Claus. I see like 5 million of them every year.
Those are just white guys or black guys or Asian guys, whatever Santa Claus you want in suits now.
Where is your sense of, I mean,
that magic. Is not scientific.
It's magic.
It's not. There is no such thing as magic.
That's false.
See, now we're just trying to get you going.
False. You have, watch this. You have illusionists, people who can, you know, and make stuff happen because you can't. Your eyes can't. They know how to subtle the hand tricks. There is no actual Darth Vader type force that can lift that up. It's not happening.
Jesus performed magic.
Oh my gosh. You're really about to get me. No, he did not.
He performed magic.
What was the magic?
He turned water into
He controls the elements. He's God. What are you talking about? Still God doesn't magic. Do magic. No, it's not magic.
It's still magic.
Magic is... Let me go full Christian on you. Evil. Demonic. There is no such thing as... It is a demonic spirit that is trying to be like Jesus there. Let me go full. You want to go full Pentecostal?
He's saying, no.
You want to go full Pentecostal? Oh, I'm going to go full Pentecostal on you. Women wearing pants is the devil.
Golly. Said they're evil spirits trying to be.
I don't believe that, people. I'm just messing with Dustin.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
I just grew up in a lot of church, man. Hey, you got, what's it, spaghetti straps? If it's not two fingers, the devil. You're trying to get people to sin out here, sister.
Can't wear a short shirt.
Hey, I don't have a beard. The devil.
Can't wear a short shirt.
Have you cut your hair?
Oh, no.
The devil.
Yep, there you go. You got earrings? That's the devil.
Any kind of jewelry.
Tattoos.
Huh?
Tattoos.
Oh, tattoos, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'm burning.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You got one.
I'm white as snow.
Jeremy, I think Dustin.
I remember the first time my father.
I've got no tats, you know.
The first time my father-in-law saw this tattoo on me.
And what is that?
He looked at me, or he grabbed my arm and said, "What is that?" I said, "It's a fallen angel off of an album cover." He said, "You devil worshiper?" No, far from it.
I just say all that to say, and we had fun with it, which I'm glad we did, is most of the stuff that we touch is science-based.
I'm glad you brought us back, because I honestly forgot what we were talking about, so keep going.
That's what I'm here for.
Measles, right?
And so that's all I'm saying. It's some stuff that we can... Okay, while I enjoy conspiracy theories, and they give me... And I have so many that we can talk about, new ones that kind of people have been tossing around, like the one I sent y'all today. But it's we can't do away with stuff that we can actually prove. You know what I mean? Like, you were saying earlier, we should talk about the Mothman. Now, watch this. I'm not running away from the Mothman, the idea of it. Can't we prove it? You know what I mean? Like, if they find footprints, like, legitimate, you know what I mean? Not, you know, somebody's out there making them, trying to make it feel like it happened, or like, you know, the Bigfoot costume. Not that, like, if we can actually prove it, like when you showed that clip of them recording in the woods, if we go out to Oklahoma and we record and we actually hear it, you can't take away that experience that we heard something. You
and
know what I mean?
We're going to.
And oh Jesus!
Can't wait for that trip. Phyllis. I'm telling you, I'm stoked, man.
I just want to know if Mama Phyllis don't come, I'm not coming.
You know, speaking of science, though, speaking of science and Sasquatch and stuff, the 1968 film footage from Bob Gimlin and Robert Patterson, where they were out in it's the most famous Bigfoot video. I'm sure
they're recording
seen,
this.
Yeah, I'm sure both of y'all have seen this old video where it shows. This female Bigfoot walking across this, and she turns and keeps going. That's the one because you referenced.
How did I know it's female?
Listen, because she had breasts.
I have breasts.
No, this is a female. These are big. These
you see
are big
this out of shape
breasts.
Boobies.
I have breasts. These are big female breasts though, and I'm telling you, man. And anyway, this is the video where everybody's like, "Oh, it's a person in a suit. It's a person in a suit." Person in a suit.
I'm so glad we decided to do a warm-up episode.
They
on
have.
Here.
Hold on, they have
just been too much.
Hold on.
They have analyzed this footage so much, and they.
I bet they have.
Listen, they slowed this down.
That goes back to what Trey sent us this afternoon.
I don't know how y'all are cracking up.
Did you and said big female boobies. Did you realize what you said?
And I'm sitting here calmly, still talking in this.
Okay, Dustin, do you realize what you said?
They were big female boobies. They were. They were big female breasts.
Female. Do they have a bra on?
Nope.
They're just flapping?
Nope.
Yep. Come on. Come on. They got to be human-like.
I'll show you the video, bro.
Anyway. Safe for work?
I don't want to see Bigfoot porn. Okay.
Anyway.
Is that safe for work?
They have analyzed this footage so much, and they've slowed it down where you can see the muscles move. In the legs.
In her legs. Walking.
While she's walking. So if you can see the muscles moving in her legs while she's walking,
it's not a costume.
It's not a costume.
I see what you're trying to say.
So that's scientific to me.
Did they slow the whole thing down or just the bottom?
The whole thing? Flapping in slow motion.
You can see the muscle fibers.
So if I'm gonna challenge you here, okay? Not saying I don't believe, because I haven't seen the footage.
Yeah.
But if we think they can fake the moon landing, you don't think they can fake a moon landing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. As long as you keep an open door. Okay.
That's always been my argument on the whole thing, is I tell people when I talk about Sasquatch and when I talk about demons and other things.
You messed him up.
As I'm saying, I'm not trying to convince you to believe what I believe. But I'm trying to convince you to do is get you to say it's possible.
It's definitely possible.
It's 100% possible.
Is the NSA the one that's in charge?
Oh my gosh.
Good grief. Let it go, man.
I will not let it go. I will not let it go.
I'll have to show you guys.
I'm not gonna lie, it was funny when he said big boobies like on Sasquatch.
I'm gonna show you guys a video. And
I have
deal.
To see a video now.
When I see the when I get the video, I want you to play it on our YouTube.
I'm not
channel.
Playing on you. I'm not getting shut down for that.
This video is from the 60s. It's all over YouTube. You can actually go on YouTube right now and watch the video.
Oh my gosh.
I'll pull it up right now.
You have explicit material.
Oh my gosh. I just can't even with this.
Shout out to Dustin for making us lose control.
I'm just so glad we decided to do a warm-up episode. Because I would be so mad if this conversation, which it would be going on right now.
Normally we do have these kind of conversations offline.
I know.
Okay.
Oh my god.
As Dustin finds us the female Sasquatch. I was very curious about how they knew it was female from. But we have an identifier. So Dustin, why you find it? Let's look at it.
Oh my god.
Tell us about the Mothman, man.
This is remastered right there. What do you see, Trey?
I don't know, man.
Just so you know, my Wi-Fi is being monitored.
I don't know, bro. It looks like a suit.
Yeah,
it is. But I'm trying to zoom in.
That's not. I'm just saying that's not the one where they've slowed it down and they've cleared up the image and all that. Though.
But then when you do look at the legs, either it's a very tight suit. I don't know, Jeremy. Have you seen this?
No.
I'm gonna pass it to you.
Do I really want to see it?
Yeah, it's not. They're not as big as our imagination.
No. But again, that's not the best video that I've found either. I can find a better one than that.
I would hate to see your Google history.
Oh yeah, it's giving him some ass.
Am I gonna see this thing or? Oh no, no.
I tried to hit play again and didn't let me do it. I think I don't know, man. I'm looking at the video. I think you should show the audience. You can show the audience that if you can put that in, Jeremy, for post production. I don't know, man. I don't. I'm on the fence on that one. It looks fake, but then you do see, like to your point, you do see the calf muscle flick.
Whoa. How did it just roll over somebody? There was like some sort of Sasquatch in the picture, and then it just walked right over it, and that picture disappeared.
No, you got like a little flim.
I'm definitely not seeing
Jeremy's hallucinating over there.
I'm not seeing what you were talking about. No. Look, y'all, look at this. See? There's one on the screen, and then it goes away.
They're focusing in on something. I don't know.
They have like a little
cap.
They have like a little film paper over the camera.
Yeah,
cap. This is the worst video I've ever seen of a Bigfoot. Can you throw these phones, or do they break if you do?
No. Last I checked, it wasn't an Apple. It was Samsung. Oh, look! There's the big Bigfoot boobies.
Oh.
And they moved, didn't that?
Oh my god!
Mine just moved when I handed the phone to you.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, put that up so people can. they may get the most response via email.
Look at my hat out here, <babe. laughs>
because people will say, "What is Dustin talking about?" Look, you trying to show the I don't know, man. I don't know. You
way out of focus.
Yeah, way out of focus. Back it way up a little bit.
Back it up, Terry.
It looks worse on camera. Like, it looks like a shadow. It doesn't look real at all. It looks like a demon. No, man. If they're real, they just probably came from the cave or like the Ice Age or something. Oh, man. Thanks, you, Dustin. We appreciate you so much right now. The only reason okay, I'll give you some proof. I'll back you up here.
So you got proof?
No, no.
What?
Because we're still discovering animals, and then if some animals they think that we're extinct, that they're finding in like the rainforest and stuff, it very well, if Bigfoots are real, Sasquatches are real, and they just happen to be like some kind of endangered species of some kind of, I don't know what they could be outside of that, then it could be they're just hiding real well. Just like I think it was some kind of rare toad or frog they thought had died out, and they didn't. It's another animal they thought they had died out more recently, and it didn't. And so yeah, it could be possible.
I had a conversation with an AI about
your buddy
about a Sasquatch one time, and I was saying, isn't it possible? And I was asking to say, isn't it possible that if Sasquatches are real, they could be some kind of a descendant or something of Gigantopithecus, which scientifically did exist. It was a real thing. And I said at one point, the continents were connected. North America was connected to Asia.
Pangea.
Yeah, and supposedly Gigantopithecus lived in Asia. Well, when they were connected, it could have
migrated
here, and it could have adjusted to this area, this land.
Yeah, it could have adapted. Years, yeah.
It could have adapted. And
I have to go back to what you just said. You had a conversation with AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you listen to the podcast that Trey sent a week ago or 2 weeks ago about the lady that was also having a conversation with AI? Yeah.
That was a good one, too.
But I remember you telling me you wanted me to have a conversation with DeepSeek and to let you know how it went. And that's what I was doing.
That's fair.
There you go.
So are you still working for the NWO then?
Sure am.
Did you fall in love with your AI?
Sure did.
Did you make babies?
Sure did.
For those of you who don't know, I shared a podcast from The Daily, and this lady literally falls in love with her AI. It's a real thing. That's why we're joking with Dustin about it. And I told him this is getting out of control. Because as you guys know, Jeremy and myself, we're against AI. This is where Dustin was. He's kind of aligning himself with the future of the world, the new world order.
Well, that's because he works for him.
I'm starting to believe it. He's having to have it. I only thing I use ChatGPT is to correct my emails. So they can sound a little bit nicer.
I don't even use ChatGPT.
You use straight DeepSeek.
Right. Oh,
wow. Are you not using Gmail?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you use Gmail, you know they got Gemini built right into
it.
I
don't use it.
Gemini works pretty good.
Mm. Yeah. I use Safari.
Now who's
or
working
Outlook.
For? Now who's part of the?
Yeah, Jeremy doesn't
new
work.
World or, new World Order.
I do use Gemini for the search engine, though. That's how I find that information so fast.
I'll tell you this: if they could get rid of it altogether, I'm on board with that too. So
they're never going to get rid of it.
You know, Jeremy says that a lot. That's like his line.
He sure does.
If they get rid of him, I'm good for it.
He sure does.
If they destroy all of this, I'm okay.
Here's the thing, though.
I'm good with
he says that a lot, but you and me both know how much Jeremy is into tech.
Right, he
how
loves
much
it.
Jeremy loves tech. If tech went away,
he would freak out.
He would freak the hell out.
He just gave me access back to
the
internet.
He would not be able to live without all
I would
the
like to not have to give you access to internet at all. So, I would be okay with that.
No, you would not. You couldn't live without the
how
internet.
Would we post the episode? How would you
believe it,
Jeremy? How would you do all the stuff that we do in this workshop? How would you do it?
We would start the whole ham radio deal. You don't need internet for that. We just do the podcast live right on the ham radio. Whoever's listening, whoever doesn't.
How is that even possible?
You don't know. They still make them, Trey. You don't have one?
No.
What?
You have one?
Are you not a prepper at all? Like, at all?
I'm going to be honest. I've learned some things here, okay? Why waste my money in the presence when I know people like you is... I'm just going to... I told you, I have goals. But make it to people's houses that I know that are prepared for this.
Overall, really, why waste your money on something that you cannot prevent from happening? It's going to happen.
And here goes Dustin.
It's going to happen. Well, I get what you're saying. You're preparing yourself to be prepared for it for when it does happen.
What's
going to
happen,
is that what
Dustin?
You're saying? It's going to
what's
happen.
What's
going to
happen,
you can't
Dustin?
Stop it from
happening.
Well,
I mean, the problem is that... I don't know. I mean, unless you consider AI taking over and, killing off the human race, which will happen probably within the next 5 years. I don't know what's next, honestly. So
I just can't get over his love.
I'm going to hit my own button. You are fake news.
Like, it's crazy.
That's the only button you're getting.
Probably a consecutive 12 weeks straight, he was destroying the world.
And now, I didn't destroy the world. Jeremy destroyed
no,
the
no,
world.
No. You were saying, oh, it's all going to hell. And then now we say AI. We say AI is going to make us go. You're like, no, nah, I'm too far. I don't understand.
Overall, AI isn't destroying the world. The human race is destroying the world.
Exactly.
And who made AI?
The human race.
So who's going to destroy it? That's what we're saying.
Exactly.
So who's going to the human race destroy
no,
itself?
But they're giving
they're
it the
using
power.
AI to do it.
No, that's what we're saying. They're giving AI the power to do it on its own. So it's like this. If your boss comes in and say, hey, you know what? For the next week, I don't give a flip what you guys do. Is everybody going to stay there? No, everybody's going home.
They're gone.
Right, and he comes back. He's like, I'm in at work. I wanted y'all to still work. But you left it. You left them to their own devices, and they're going to do what they think interpret. So they're leaving AI connected to the beautiful internet that is so factual. It is going to do what, and then
it's doing what they designed it to do.
Learn.
Yes.
It's going to learn how to destroy us.
Yes.
Because we're the problem.
Yes.
In 5 years or less.
No, negative.
I'll give it 10 to 15. And when I say destroyed, they weren't sort of just going to start. Just
it'll be in our lifetime before we are done working. I guarantee that.
I think we'll be
it
more
could
so.
Be. I don't think so.
I think we'll be more like Terminator in our lifetime. I don't think it will destroy us. I think we'll be fighting
Isn't
for our
Terminator
life.
A bit of a destroyer?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But y'all haven't seen Creator with John David Washington.
I don't know.
It'll be more like that. So in that one, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, oh well, y'all can see watching and still enjoy the movie, trust me. In that one, the AI software, they connect it to the government like they're trying to do now, and it looks at America and say, it looks at the world and be like, mm-mm.
Hey, speaking of movies, though.
And it shoots off nuclear bombs.
Speaking of movies, I thought I'd throw this out there because I know how much you love horror movies like me. I love horror movies. Do you have Shudder?
Oh, man. Shutter Island?
The app, Shudder, the streaming service, Shudder.
No.
Shudder, man, all it is horror movies. It's always cheap, too. It's only like $6 or $7 a month.
Really?
And all they do is stream horror movies on there. They got some good ones on there, too.
Hmm.
So, there you go. Shudder, you should sponsor us because
be
I love
dope.
You. I mean, it is really good.
I mean, at this point, AI should sponsor us, too. Send me a robot. I'll put one in my house as long as it can clean.
See? He just switched on us again. Oh, I don't need no technology.
Oh, for real. I told you. I told you.
I'm okay with it. But give me a robot that cleans.
If it exists, I'm going to use it.
You want the Megan Fox one?
But I'm okay if I'm not answering that. But
is that good for anything? Anything that exists, you'll use it?
You want I didn't say anything. Give me an example of anything.
No, I was just asking.
Give me an example of anything.
I was just asking.
No. Give me an example.
I was just asking.
I want to hear
it. You said if it exists, I'll use it. So I was just saying, does that apply for anything, or are you specifically saying technology?
I mean, it depends on if it can help me.
Yeah, there you go.
But again, I am okay with going ahead and unplugging it. I am okay with that.
That's where we draw the line. I don't know, Jeremy.
You could live without the internet. You could live without your cell phone.
Yes. Absolutely.
So what would I don't you do? Think me or Trey, either one, believe
that.
I don't believe that.
How do you not believe that?
Well, I mean, I believe that. You believe that right
it's
now.
It's only one way to find out. First of all, Jeremy.
I just don't think that you would be able to.
I have never seen you without technology.
Every time you see me, it's in technology settings, you know?
Not every time.
When is it not?
We're on a show and you're on your phone. That's how crazy it is.
I'm texting my child.
Well, see, that's technology.
Because I need something.
So, like, for real. Like, if we were to go out and let's just say, all right, we no longer have this house that we live in right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have to live outside in the woods. If you want to sleep covered, you got to live in a tent, full-blown, no technology, and this is how it's going to be from here on out. Surviving off the land, no phones, no nothing. Do y'all think y'all would be cool with doing that?
Do I have my Bible?
You can have your Bible. That's not technology. That's a book. Yes.
Yeah, I'm down. I could do it. I did it in college. I mean, I had a computer, but we didn't have cable. My cell phone wasn't great because the service was in the woods.
I mean, we're talking.
How many days you said?
I'm just saying, this is like, that's it. There is no more technology.
Do
this
I still have to work?
Live. This is how you have to live.
But do I still have to work?
Well, no, you're surviving
Do I have the farm? Do I have the farm and stuff now? Yeah. Oh yeah, that's just gonna take my time.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. I've said that before. Take all the technology.
No tractor.
If I don't have to go to work.
Oh man, this is not fair. You said no technology. Tractor's not technology.
Tractor's technology.
I want an old school tractor.
Yeah, old school tractor.
It's still technology. Okay, it runs off of an engine.
So you want me to till it with my hands and my horses?
Yep. There's no engine.
I'm still down.
No engines.
I don't have to eat. I'll lose a lot of weight.
I mean, you'd have to grow something because that's how you would trade.
I'm not trading.
You'd have to trade something.
Yeah.
I tell you what, instead of focusing on crops, I'm going to focus on cows and pigs personally.
You
but, you know, that's me.
Nope. I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm coming a bandit.
But if you're smart, you'll only kill them to eat them when you absolutely have to.
No, if I'm smart, I'll focus on the meat. You focus on the vegetables. Trey will focus on security. And the three of us, our families, will be trading and living great. So
I love that, too.
I'm down.
Oh, do we got walkie-talkies at least?
No.
Ham radio. You could ham radio, right?
No technology.
Oh, okay.
Because how about to warn y'all?
We would have to live close.
We have to live together.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
We could do that.
If I didn't have to go to work and that's what I had to focus on, bro, like, seriously?
You
know,
well, your work. You are working. You're working.
No, I'm talking about to a job.
That's what I'm saying.
If I'm working the land, I'm down. I would love that.
We'll lose so much weight so fast. We're not even eating every day because it's not growing as fast as we can eat. And then the second thing about it for me, just all day with my do I have a gun? Do I have a gun?
Gun's not technology.
Well,
it kind of is.
All right, bow and arrow.
Depends.
Crossbow?
Yes. You can use a bow and arrow.
Crossbow or just regular bow and arrow?
You can use a crossbow.
Okay, cool. Yes,
that's technology too, then. If a gun is technology, so is a crossbow.
Well, a crossbow, they took a bow and they figured out how to make it better.
Yeah. They had them in medieval times.
Just like they took a slingshot and figured out how to make it better. A gun. Like, where do you think the gun came from? A slingshot. They're like, I want to take this rock and throw it really fast, you know, like.
And smaller and more concentrated.
I'd say before a gun.
What if David had a gun instead of a rock?
Listen, I say before a gun, that was a cannon. So a cannon, you could use a cannon.
Oh, man, that's not fun.
A gun is still a musket.
Oh, yeah, we could use a musket. It was no technology then.
That was a gun.
It came after the cannon, but yeah.
It did. I still like crossbows.
It's kind of hard to carry
a catapult. How about that?
Aww.
That came before a cannon, so there you go.
Again, but the catapult.
It was built off of a slingshot.
Was
yes.
built. No, the,
that
the,
I'll give you.
Yeah, the catapult was built off of
that
a slingshot.
I'll give you.
Which
a gun
the
was
catapult.
Not. No, that I'll give you. A gun was not.
The cannon was built off the catapult.
Yes.
Exactly, just like
that's
a
what
gun
I just
was
said.
Built. No. You were talking about the
Jeremy
about the slingshot.
I said
and
the catapult was built off of the slingshot.
Right.
The cannon was built off the catapult,
just like a gun was
and
built
gun
off
was
the
built
slingshot.
Off the cannon,
the slingshot.
It is fictional story
because the slingshot.
No technology.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Is this Dustopia we're getting a little ring of, or
no?
What?
I was just asking. Like, I don't believe that. I believe that you believe it right now, but I believe that if it really, like, realistically happened, I think you'd flip out.
Oh, over no technology?
Yes. I think the world will.
I mean, yes,
would,
yes,
the
yes.
world will.
You know what they said? They said in 3 days.
Now all you need is a Marlboro.
Oh my God. Jesus.
He needs a Marlboro.
I gotta be honest.
And a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I requested my Trump hat, but this is the one I got. I'm okay with it. I felt left out.
Oh, yeah, man.
I looked and I saw Dustin's got like two hats. You got one.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got none.
There you go. Now you fit in.
Yeah, thank you.
So we can change the name of the No Podcast to Three Hat Boys. There we go.
There we go.
Three Cappers.
That would be dope. Hey. Hey, we have
one.
Hey, I like
caps.
It.
Cap. No cap. Riz and NWO.
Wait, did you just say Riz?
Riz.
Y'all know what Riz means?
We do. I told you the story about.
I still love his story.
Don't you remember the story I told you about Cosmo?
I'm just saying, like, y'all using it.
No.
Well, my kids had to tell me about Riz after that story.
Oh,
you just use it all freely.
Story. It's hilarious.
Oh, man.
You did.
What the hell?
It was so funny. I'll never forget that. Oh, sticky fingers and Riz and people.
Every time I'm going to pull his drawers out in a frame.
Do you want to talk about Mothman? Because I know you brought him up. All right,
yeah, I got some.
Educate us on Mothman.
All right, well, don't educate us. Y'all ready to start?
Uh-huh. Yeah, here in a second. Let's take a break.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break and then let's get started with a Mothman episode. Yeah.
Okay, then we'll continue.
To be continued.
Are we outroing?
We're outroed already.
Oh, all right.
Why did you?